Welcome to episode 107 of Teacher Tech Talk. I'm your host, Tom Varnum, the digital learning specialist for the Tyngsborough Public Schools in Tyngsborough, Massachusetts. One of the most powerful tools in a teacher's arsenal is the use of video. Applications like Flipgrid and YouTube give students and teachers a new way to express themselves. Today's episode will focus on how to use video to bring students beyond the walls of the classroom. Tools like Skype and Google Hangouts enable teachers to bring students out of the classroom on virtual field trips and bring speakers into the classroom from all over the world. All right, our guest today is Jason Lewis, who is a fifth grade teacher at Tyngsborough Elementary School. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about your teaching experience, how long you've been teaching, where, what your specialties are.
I have been teaching for 20 years. This is my 20th year of teaching. I started in New Hampshire for a couple years, and then I've been here for the last 18 years. When I first started here, I was a fourth grade teacher, teaching everything. I always like to joke with the kids that I once taught math. But once we departmentalized, I have been ELA and social studies grounded. That's it. That's all I've been working on. And I've been doing fifth grade for maybe the last 13 or 14 years.
One of the things that's interesting about Jason is that he may have more books in his classroom than most local libraries. Do you have a count of how many books you have in your classroom?
No, I actually, the kids tried a couple of years ago counting how many books I had.
And I think it takes advanced calculus.
And I give a lot of books away at the end of the year because I only have so much room. I've maximized every space that I can have for books, and I give a lot of books away at the end of the year. So that way, the new books that come in have a room.
Place to be.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to talk about today, why I wanted to talk to you, is your use of video in the classroom, specifically Skype and Google Hangouts. What got you interested in using video conferencing in your classroom?
Several years ago, I started going to different conferences around the country, two specific conferences, the National Convention for Teachers of English, NCTE, and ALA, American Library Association Conference. And I've made a lot of connections with authors and have had several authors over the years come into my classroom and talk to the kids, but I can only get so many to come in, and so the use of Skype enables me to connect with so many more authors, authors and illustrators who are willing to talk about their books, to talk about strategies that they use to read, that they use to write, they use to draw, and talk about their current books, talk about books that are coming out. So it's just really a way for me to connect my students with more authors, illustrators from around the country.
Now, one of the classes that I sat in on when you did this was, I forget what the book was, but one of the authors was showing the students pictures of places he had been that inspired the illustrations in his book.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that one. That was last year,
yeah.
And the book is called Flashlight Night,
yeah,
and
that's
the
what it was.
Illustrator's name is escaping me right now. But he, it was one of the books that I used for a unit that I do in my classroom. It's a mock Caldecott unit, which we're actually just wrapping up this year's mock Caldecott unit. When I take about 10 to 14 books that I think might have a chance of winning the Caldecott, and the kids analyze, critique, grade, and then they pick what they think will win. And so he was a guest. His book was one of the books that I had chosen last year, and he told them about the background for his pictures. It was amazing because some of the pictures that were in the book were inspired by pictures he took.
I just remember hearing your students, you know, audibly go, ooh, when they saw the picture. Oh, I remember that picture from the book.
Yeah.
I thought that was really a great way to use video to get the kids involved.
That little moment is just so powerful for
them.
Be able to connect the book to a real life experience that the illustrator had. It's very powerful, and it makes the book come alive for them.
Yeah. Other than those types of activities with authors, have you done anything else using Skype or Google Hangouts in the classroom?
So besides the authors and illustrators, this year I was able to Skype with a librarian from Maine. She was on last year's Newbery committee, And we also, in fifth grade, for my two classrooms, I do a Caldecott unit, but for the entire fifth grade, we have a Newberry club, and children, it's really cool. I pick from 10 to 12, 14 books, and then the kids, they're introduced to them in September, and then they have September through January to read a required amount, and then if they read that required amount, they get to vote. We just had that meeting last Friday, actually. We had that meeting, our last meeting. We had some pizza. We voted, and we picked our TES Mock Newbery winner and some honors. So I Skype with this.
Which one won this year?
This year was a book called Lifeboat 12. Amazing book. Okay. We Skyped with a librarian who had sat on the real Newbery committee last year. Those committees are chosen. They're yearly. So every year there's a new committee. And she told us the process from when she was chosen all the way through when the book was announced. And then 6 months later, so they announced the book at ALA Midwinter, which is roughly this time, January. And then in June at ALA yearly, at the annual, at the end of the year, the winner of the Caldecott Newbery give a speech and they accept their presentation. So she brought us through the entire process, showed us pictures of the books that she had to read, the amount of books, and it was an eye-opening process for the kids.
So I just did a quick Google search, and the illustrator of Flashlight Night is Fred Kohler. Any other projects or activities that you've done that have really had a great influence on your students?
Another really cool thing that I did a couple years ago was a Google Hangout. It was for one of these units. It was a Caldecott unit. And I was able to Skype with four other classrooms from around the country.
At the
same time?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in a Google Hangout. And we were able to talk about the books that we were reading, a lot of similar books, some different books, and we were able to talk about why we liked the books. It was really cool being able to connect with... it was a couple fifth grade classrooms and a couple fourth grade classrooms.
Now, did you organize that, or was that something that someone else organized? How did that get together?
The teachers and I became friends from going to conferences, so we know each other well, and we tried it. It was a first experience for all of us.
That's great. Would you do it again?
I would. Yeah, all it just right. hasn't. It just one of the things that I kind of forgotten about and thought about when I was when we were talking. Yeah. The other thing that I did with Skype was Mystery Skype.
This is a popular activity for Skype, and tell us about it.
Yeah, so a lot of work beforehand, before we could actually get on, we had to talk about. So the whole idea is to use clues to figure out where another classroom is located within the world. And the questions that you ask have to be questions that will help you get to the answer. So we did a lot of practice in the classroom over a couple months. Started out with... I had an object like a tissue box, and they had to come up with questions where they could eliminate parts of the room and get to the answer where, that it was a tissue box.
Kind of like hide the button.
Right. And I remember the first time we did it, it took almost a half an hour, and they couldn't figure out which object it was that they were looking for because their questions weren't specific enough.
So it's a good, great critical thinking activity.
Right. We had to talk about what is a good question and what's going to give us the information that we need and what type of questions aren't giving us the information. Like, we need to eliminate parts of the room with our question. Then we took it to a map and we practiced figuring out states and we figured out what types of questions would be best. And then we finally brought it to Skyping with other people from around the country. And each classroom kind of competes to see where if they could find the other classroom quicker.
Quicker. I've seen this done at the high school level with a foreign language class where they mystery Skyped a woman in Venezuela, I think, which was really interesting. That not only did they have to figure out the correct questions to ask, they had to ask them in Spanish.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, we had to make sure that the kids weren't wearing anything like sport related. Right? Because they would know that we're somewhere in New England. We tried not to say words like wicked awesome. Just little things that you don't think about that are big giveaways to where we might be.
So you told us a little bit about some of the different things that you've done in your classroom with video. Tell us about, because this is the real payoff, tell us about how the students interact and their reactions to these activities.
Well, there's just so many benefits. It brings the outside world into the classroom without leaving the classroom. I mean, we've Skyped with authors from all over the country. It allows you to meet face-to-face with people who of books we're reading, and it gives the students a deeper understanding of those stories, mm-hmm. From the pictures that the illustrators are drawing to the words that the authors are talking about. There were two really powerful Skypes that I had. One last year with, her name is Dusty Bowling. She wrote a book called The Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus. The main character is, both of her arms are gone. She was born without arms. And one of her best friends has Tourette's syndrome. And so speaking to Dusty was powerful. She was able to give us some background information about how she came about this character, how she learned, because she has both of her arms. Yeah. So how she learned, and shared with us some people and some pictures of people she met through the process of writing this book, and how life is just the same for these people as it is for us, and how they've learned to adapt. She also talked to us about her own family. She has a husband and three daughters, all with different forms of Tourette syndrome, and how that hit close to her home, to her life. So it just makes that book so much more powerful for them. And then a couple years ago, we Skyped with an author. Her name was Nora Raleigh Baskin. She was the author of 9/10, a September 11th story. And so this is about the character. This is following four children the day before, and during, and after 9/11. And she brought the story. These students, you know, were not alive or were very young when 9/11 right. happened. And she was able to tell them, you know, some of the truths of what happened that day, how hard it was for her to research. You know, this is not World War II. This is in technology, where there is technology, yes. and she had to get every minute right. She also talked about how all four kids were in different time zones, and that made it even harder for her. So mm-hmm. it was a really cool experience and brought the book alive, made the book come alive for the students.
So what would you like to try in the future using video in your classroom?
I really think with social studies standards changing and being updated, I'd love to be able to use Skype for social studies in the future. I'd like to be able to connect students to others through who have lived through important periods of our history. I can see Skyping with World War II veterans, civil rights activists, politicians who represent the students, and even other classrooms from around the country learning similar topics. I really want to bring those people into my lessons.
So as of right now, you've mostly been focusing on the literature aspect, the English language arts aspect
right.
of your teaching.
Right.
You also teach social studies. You want to get involved with the social studies right. aspect.
I feel that there's a huge untapped area there that mm-hmm. will definitely help do what it does for my reading and for literature in social studies.
That's great. Well, thank you for sharing your stories with us. And if and when you, let's go with when you get the social studies aspect off the ground with the video conferencing, maybe you'll come back and talk to us again about that.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Well, that's all for this week's episode. I'd like to thank my guest, Jason Lewis, for joining us and sharing his experience with using video in the classroom. If you want to leave us a voice message, you can do so from the Anchor app on your phone by clicking the message button. If you'd like to suggest a future topic or future guest for Teacher Tech Talk, you can leave a voice message or send me an email. For my email address, check out the show notes page on my website, pages.tingsboropps.org/Varnum. Please join us next time when we will talk with Sarah Silva, a Spanish teacher at Tingsboro High School, about using technology in the world language classroom. I hope you can join us. Remember, don't be afraid to try something new in the classroom. We'll catch you next time.